Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, what's up, Detroit, and all our global listeners? It's your girl on the air live at 9 here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I am Poetic Energy, and I am so excited this evening. You are listening to our live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters segment tonight, and I am excited because we have a new host to the show. I'm so excited that she is joining the team. And will be filling the host seat very, very shortly. But tonight she's going to serve as my co-host on this segment of the show. We are speaking none other than Miss Tay Queen, a.k.a. Gemini. All right, we're going to connect her right into the show. Good evening, Tay Queen. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Oh, I'm so glad that you are a member of the Poetic Energy Network station team. I am so glad that you reached out and answered the call, and I look forward to a great term and duration with you here on the show.
I look forward to that as well.
Right. I know that we had quite a bit of people who RSVP'd for the show this evening. We really have a juicy letter tonight that was sent in as a Strawberry Confessions. And what this segment of the show, let me just quickly just tell everybody what the segment of the show is all about. On this segment of the show, we discuss anything about life, but we also include the Strawberry Confessions, which is for the ladies, and the Chocolate Letters is for the men. And on this segment of the show, people can send in to our radio station address either a Strawberry Confession, talking about something that has occurred in their life, and we're going to address that here on the show this evening. And this covers the whole discussion of our show, and then we'll, you know, kind of give some resolve or whatever, depending on what they put on the show. If they're looking for answers or something to that effect, we will address that and kind of give them some guidance because, you know, a lot of people, they're looking for ways to be better people, and that's what this show is really all about.
Mm-hmm.
But the good always come with the bad, so, you know, we have to address that, and it's not a show to judge people, but to shed some light on real-life situations that people deal with on a daily basis, so we're going to address that this evening. I just want to say welcome to all the people on the switchboard. I see we do have some of those people who perhaps are RSVP, Tay Queen, on the switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with us. So all you that are tuned in, thank you for stopping by to the show. We look forward to a great show this evening. I want to say thank you to all the people who are thus far hanging out with us in the chat room. The number to call in, if you want to comment after we begin reading the letter and you have some input on it and on the topic, just call in to 917-932-8881. So we're going to go ahead and what we're going to do is give people a little bit more time to come in. We're going to play a little bit of music, Taekwon. Is that all right with you, sister?
All right, cool.
And then you just give people time to come on in and so they can hear this juicy letter I got. All right, we're going to just keep it nice. dream. All right. A little bit of Jill Scott. Switchboard with us and a couple people in a few different areas. if you really want to, if you feel like you want to expound, I'm sorry for that, folks. If you want to expound on the topic this evening, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. Well, we're just going to get it off and popping, and we can recap as people file into the show. Tonight, I'm reading a strawberry confession sent in by a young lady. And, of course, you will know if people are pouring their hearts out, they're not going to include their real names. So take a listen to it. It's quite lengthy, but we're going to read it anyway and get it going here. It says, the letter says, "Dear Penn, I am writing because I am trying to find peace in my life, and I have been unable to do it because I am still carrying the burden of betraying my best friend. Here's the gist of my story. My best friend and I have been best friends since high school. We did everything together. In fact, we were more like sisters. But I betrayed her in the worst kind of way 2 years ago. 2 years ago, a boyfriend of 4 years came to me and asked me to help him choose the perfect ring for the love of his life, my best friend. I was so excited for her that I quickly agreed with no problem. But when it came down to the actual day of us connecting to go pick out a ring, something came over me. I got to thinking, I have been waiting for so long for someone to choose me as their wife, and it has not happened. All I could think about was that I was 31 years old and not getting any younger, and I wanted a good man to love me. And it seems like each time I ran across a good man, he is already taken. For some reason, I didn't care about anything or anyone. I didn't care about being loyal to my best friend. It just seemed like I was being overtaken by a force of jealousy that I couldn't walk away from. So shortly after, I did the unthinkable. I told him that I knew the perfect place for them to have their wedding ceremony. There was a very grand luxury hotel in the downtown area where we live, about 3 blocks from where we were going to shop for the ring. I convinced him that we should go check it out, including the presidential suite for them to stay in a few days prior to their wedding. I convinced the hotel staff to let us take a quick tour of the presidential suite alone. When we got to the room, let's just say, I put a move on him that he just couldn't resist my tangy flavor. We got it on, and I did it without remorse. It felt so damn good. I could tell that he felt bad about the entire rendezvous, but I didn't care because I was out to get mine. And now that we have slept together, I was going to use this to make him forget about my best friend. Now that all the power was in my hand, I told him that we were going to get a ring, but not for her. I told him how it all was going to play out. You see, you are going to present her with the ring and in 2 weeks break it off with her. Otherwise, I will be forced to tell her what happened. And I said, I know and you know that she is not going to stay with a cheating man, so you better stick with the plan. 2 weeks came and he tried to renege on the plan, but his love for her and not being able to face up to what he had done, he chose to follow through. I knew he didn't love me, but I was going to make him love me. Long story short, she eventually found out about what happened anyway. They broke up and I moved right in. We started dating and then got engaged. I was the happiest woman ever. I finally got what I wanted, a fine, paid, educated, God-fearing man. Then the unthinkable happened 3 months into the engagement. He grew some balls and left me without a trace. I was so humiliated because I had been broadcasting all over town of the good man that I had found. Now he's gone. He left me with a half-assed Dear Abby letter. Basically, he said he never was ever going to marry a manipulative, cunning, no-account whore like me. I was inflicted once again with so much pain, and it hurt so bad. I was left manless. And for some reason, I thought of the great friend I had betrayed. I hurt her and betrayed her so bad I can only say that I still felt I am reaping the pain I had inflicted on her by sabotaging her relationship for my own selfish reasons. Now I can't seem to find no peace in my life, no man who wants me, and no friends to befriend me, because the town has heard of my shaky betrayal. I just need some peace in my life. I need to find a way to change. I need to find a way to ask these people to forgive me, even if they don't believe me or want me to be their friends. I just need to find some peace. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Please help me find peace. Find a miserable bitch.
That's deep.
Wow, that is some deep confession for ya. Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, it takes a good step in a positive direction to try to seek some form of help to find peace in your life and to find forgiveness. But first of all, let's address this letter. Take care. What do you think? What are your thoughts about this letter? This person in this letter and the circumstances.
Well, with anything you're addressing, with any problem that we see in our life with our behavior, your behavior is always a reflection of your subconscious mind and your subconscious self. So the first thing that she really needs to look at before she can go to anybody else seeking forgiveness, anybody else looking to help her, she has to go inside herself and first forgive herself, but also understand where this insecurity is coming from, because her actions are very reflective of an insecure woman. A secure woman doesn't have to, you know, con and cheat to get a man. You know, a man is going to be drawn towards you but in your security. So she has some insecure issues within herself she really needs to look at.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. When I began reading the letter, first off, I'm going to address this very quickly because in case some fellows are listening. Sometimes, you know, men don't always look at some of the things that women are in tune to or intuitive about. The biggest mistake that happened here is him enlisting another woman, even if it was his fiance's best friend, to find, you know, his future wife a ring. Because, first of all, sometimes people are just in a place in their lives where, you know, he must have not known, you know, what she was actually going through, but that was something deep set, and like you said, a lot of insecurities in their life, and her longing and wanting. I see a lot of things she said in there. She has so long wanted for somebody to choose her as their wife, and so this situation put her in like an awkward, you know, position where she felt like she had to rob and try to steal love from another, especially somebody that she was so very close to.
Yeah, and that's
key. I would
key.
Say that a man,
that's key that you say that, the closeness, you know. It often comes from people, the problems in our lives and the underhandedness often comes from people that we think are the closest to us, and that's the crazy part about it. There has to be some underlying, even to a degree, I don't like to say hatred, but for lack of better terminology, some self-hatred there. Because if you truly love this other person, you're calling this person your sister, and you're treating them this way, and they're so close to you, and you know that that relationship with them is beneficial beyond the aspect of you having a relationship with another man. You sabotaging that relationship is you hurting yourself.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. So she addressed that in at the end of the letter, that you could tell she reflected back on and probably at that moment was feeling like, I really need my sister, my friend, but she's the one I betrayed, so now I can't call on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't think about the consequences of life before they react.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she reacted on, you know, some deep-seated issues and was really trying to, you know, she didn't even like, she said she had no remorse for what she had done. She didn't care about being loyal to her friends. So she just really just lost herself because she was in the flesh, you know, thinking that this is what I want. I got to have it. And, it, you know, she was so overtaken by her jealousy that she felt like it was a force that she could not, you know, control. And that's a lot of situations that a lot of people find themselves in. They get so jealous of what somebody else is doing, what they have, and don't realize they can have those same things too. So you have to reflect within yourself and see what's going on in your life as to why you don't have the things that you desire to have. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people don't even think about that. They want to just, you know, if they see somebody else have, they want it so bad.
Exactly.
You know, and probably going through their head, they don't understand that, you know, they can have those things too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to quickly say, I was going to say earlier before I let this part go, I want to, you know, really say this to men. Never enlist another woman. I don't care if she's your girlfriend, best friend, or another. Never, because it's just like dangling this ring in her face, especially if she's a single woman.
Exactly.
You know, so a man should not do that. You know, especially, I can only imagine that he, you know, if he was very highly educated and you know, had, she said, paid in this letter, so that means he probably had a lot of money and, you know, things of that nature. So she looked at him as something, you know, very desirable and that she, you know, wanted so bad herself that she was going to do anything at any cost to get it. And I think just that initial reaction, innocent situation, he couldn't have known that she would do this or, you know, they would end up this way. But a man should never. I'm sorry, go ahead, Queen.
Now, he was just naive in that. I'm just saying he had a naivety about that, you know, really not thinking that fully through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Queen, we have some callers, so we're going to take our first caller on the air.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Tay Queen. Who do we have on the air? 412, speak your piece.
Yes, this is Mac A. Rue. And
hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, what are you going to say about tonight's discussion?
Well, the letter I was listening to, it sounds like the law has caught up to both of them. And when I mean the law, there is a law of attraction. So whatever we do that's positive or negative always comes back and always have an effect on what goes around, come around. We've always heard of that. So it seems as though what she sent around came back around on her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think that should a man ever enlist? Do you think on his part that there could have been something avoided by not asking the friend to go pick out a ring for his fiance?
Definitely. I appreciate you mentioning that because you know that I take that in advice myself. Never ask a woman's best friend to come help pick out a ring for something if she is single and stuff like that, because that could be, you know, like you said before, very dangerous in the relationship and the relationship that between a woman and her best friend as well.
Hmm.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. Did you have anything else more that you wanted to add?
Oh, no, but I definitely enjoyed you reading the letter, so that, you know, gives the listeners a better understanding of, you know, what is being, you know, should be being understood here.
All right. We so thank you for tuning in to the show. Please continue to hang out with us and hear more of our advice that we're going to give this young lady at the end of the letter. All righty.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to connect the next caller on the air. Caller from the 865 area code, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Ms. Tay Queen. Who do we have on the air?
Hey, this is Jay Crin.
Hey, Jay Crin, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing just fine, sister. How are you? Both of you.
I'm doing great.
Peace. I'm good, too.
That is awesome.
So what do you have to say about the Strawberry Confessions that were sent into the show this evening?
Okay, well, listening to the letter, I wanted to point out that you both expounded on something about relationships, whereas even in friendships, love relationships, or even intimate relationships, there's always the same entities involved as far as jealousy. There's love, there's hate, there's all the same things in just about every relationship. And the
yeah.
friend in the letter expounded on that. You know, let's say you have, with women, you may have one attractive friend, one friend who sees herself as not attractive. There's jealousy.
Mm.
There's also the man thing where one friend has a man, the other doesn't. There's jealousy. It's always involved. Just like, I'll give you an example. My best friend and I, who's a female, we grew up together since ninth grade, and I used to have a crush on her, and I used to get jealous when other guys hit on her.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to morph into a better friendship to really get to know each other. But you know, aside from that, it's you both expounded on it. It's all the same elements in just about every type of relationship that we go through in our lives.
Mm.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you for your
very good points.
We do want to address, because the young lady is seeking TC. She found it, you know, she said in the letter, thank Jay Cram for tuning in and commenting on the show. I just want to, you know, reading this letter, I just want to, figure out a way where people that tuned into the letter can understand that they can avoid these type of situations. And Jay Tran said something so true, that there are always going to be those elements of jealousy and, people that are attracted to one another, whether they be friends or, you know, or not, or just associates. We all are human, and we are
mm-hmm.
attracted to different type of people, even though we are in relationships with other people. So we got to find ways where that we, you know, pay attention to our own relationships and pay attention to what's going on around with the friend, you know, circle of friends that we have, even amongst you and your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, because you have friends that will be attracted to the one that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And
snakes in the grass.
It's just gonna be that way.
Yeah.
But it's up to the two of those people who are in a relationship to be able to discern and have wisdom to not allow certain things to take place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, not to place blame on the man,
mm-hmm.
Because both of them were guilty in each situation. But
oh, yeah.
It could, I believe, it could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
He knew a little bit more about, you know, that friend, and, you know, and had probably not perhaps enlisted her into finding or selecting a ring for his fiance.
Let's stop even going there. Let's start calling it what it is. The moment she was like, let's go up in here and get a room, that's when he should have been like, that's where it should have been cut off right there. I mean, I know personally, I feel like, you know, that's not even the point. I mean, yeah, cut it off from the get-go, you know, don't even have spending personal time or rubbing in her face that way. But, like, if my man should know better, then if he's going shopping, that's one thing. But looking at some hotel rooms, that's a whole nother game. That's a whole nother
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought up that point, because you're right. You know,
mm-hmm.
she didn't need to give him any input on a room that was for him and his fiance.
And his
That's something that they, yeah, that's something that they could have done once he had proposed to her.
Exactly.
He can't play dumb at that point.
That point, he can't play dumb. Like, he had to know the business. She must have been dropping hints the whole time. Like, you know, you want to get you some of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, I don't buy that.
You are so right. One of the key words you said, you're being naive. I don't know if it's being naive or people, because you can tell when somebody's attracted to you.
Exactly.
I think that sometimes people, because I've known, you know, if someone was attracted to me, there are times when you say, well, you know, I'm not 100% sure are they, if it's attraction or they just, you know, kind of got a little crush on me or what.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of tell, even though you may not, you know, address it or anything, you can kind of tell when somebody's attracted to you because their actions kind of tell them, you know.
If she doesn't seem like a subtle person, this one. She doesn't seem very low-key.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to address, because, you know, we have 28 minutes remaining in the show, and I want to do at least give her, because, you know, we have guests and we have some people on the chat room, so she may be listening. And I just want to say to her, if we're not going to judge you and your actions, but, you know, in the letter, and especially in the end, with her saying, I just need some peace in my life. I need to find a way to change.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find a way to ask these people to forgive me. The fact that she even is even seeking this way, someone tells me that she is trying to seek to change.
Yeah.
As hard as it is that when somebody do something like this that's so hurtful, it's hard. Whew. I know if somebody did something like that to me, it would be hard for me to just say, turn the other cheek and, you know,
it would have been hard for me to not do a whole lot of other things, too, but, yes.
Yeah, you know, I consider myself a somewhat decent person, but I am human, and I'm not going to sit up here and say out of my mouth that I'm going to be all this with you. I forget.
I feel you.
But, I am the type of person that I like to, even if somebody did something like this to me, not to say that, you know, I won't be breaking bread with them anymore, but you can forgive a person.
Exactly.
And kind of move on from there. And then that's what she's saying in the letter, that she wants to find a way to ask them to forgive her, even if they don't want to be friends with her, or even believe that she wants to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? What kind of you know, advice would you give to her to find peace in her life again?
Like I said from the beginning, my philosophy on life and what I've come to through personal study and personal self-evaluation is that everything starts with the self. Everything starts inside. Everything starts with the origin, and that comes from within yourself. So my first thing would not even be for her to seek the forgiveness of others, because that's still placing the situation somehow outside of yourself, placing that forgiveness from that other person can save you, because there is that chance. And I wouldn't say that the woman would be wrong for not doing this. I mean, she would not forgive her. You know what I mean? And she wouldn't necessarily be wrong in that situation. That's how she felt about it. She might not be in a place where she can forgive. But what has to happen is she has to come to a place where she can truthfully and honestly forgive herself. But the only way she's going to forgive herself is, like I said, you have to address the origin. So many people, especially in the society, we live in a society where we put Band-Aids on everything. We want to take a pill and we want the pain to be gone. We don't want to deal with the reason why there is pain. And the reason why there is pain is I'm telling you, it has to go deeper. I'm telling you, if we talk to this girl right now, and we were on a couch, and it was confidential, and we were in the therapy office, and we started going into her childhood, I bet you we could start finding, pinpointing certain things where she was hurt as a child and her self-esteem was hurt as a child. she might not have had, I'm not trying to stereotype this, but she might not have had a father figure or a good family structure that was there to tell her that she was worth it and that she doesn't need other people outside of herself to validate her self-worth and that her beauty comes from within her. And when you have people who grew up without that structure, these behaviors tend to happen. It might not be promiscuity. It might be drug use. It might be alcohol abuse. But whatever it is, whatever way it is, it's saying, I don't respect myself. I don't love myself enough to feel that I'm worthy of living a good lifestyle and respecting myself and respecting the relationships I have and the people around me.
Absolutely. I so agree with your entire assessment. It is something that is deep-rooted within a person, and it is triggered by, you know, the things that they experience in their own lives. And so your advice and also my advice is to, you know, you have to find what the root of what your insecurities are. You have to find the roots of that and deal with that first. And then, you know, perhaps later on when you've healed within yourself, then perhaps you can seek forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to forgive yourself, too. She has
mm-hmm.
to forgive herself because, and she has to be truly sincere about, you know, her actions, her, you know, of wanting to really find peace in her life and wanting to change her whole life. You can't, you know, because sometimes people say they want to, change and they're not really wanting to change. They want to
mm-hmm.
Do it because they want other people. Because, like she said earlier in the letter, that her, the people in her town
got
rid of her actions.
Yep.
So that could be another reason. So that's something that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we probably would never know. But
mm-hmm.
that could be another reason why this young lady is wanting to, you know, make it appear that she wanted to be forgiven, because some people are cunning like that.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
You know, and this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's true. I was just saying. That's true. Mhm.
Yeah. So that's another thing that we would have to look at to address. But young lady, if you are listening, that you have to, in order for you to find peace within yourself, you have to truly, you know, truly want that peace. And internally, you have to search within yourself and get down to the root of the things that have occurred in your life and find out, seek professional help.
Mm-hmm,
as to
definitely.
How you can rid yourself of the negative energy in your life, your
mm-hmm.
past life circumstances, and that's the beginning of your healing.
Exactly.
That's the beginning of you finding your way to peace.
And I also say,
okay.
Find some spiritual help as well, whether you be, if you are a Christian or whatever faith or religion that you follow, or if you're just a spiritualist, pray, meditate, go into whatever text you find to be comforting towards you and really review that and understand what is being said and understand the gift of forgiveness. Forgive others. So that you yourself may be forgiven. Maybe she's holding on to something that maybe people have done to her in her past that she needs to forgive others about. And so that's how it works. I was actually reading the other day Queen of Four's book, Heal Thyself, and one of the strongest passages in it was she was talking about we have to be in a state of thanksgiving and forgiveness so that we ourselves may be forgiven. And that was just really deep. That was really deep right there.
Absolutely. I thank you for sharing that with me. We have yet another caller. We have quite a few people on the switchboard that's hanging out with us. So we say thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and Ms. Tay Queen. And you're tuning in to Life, Strawberry Confessions, and Chocolate Letters. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Call from the 323 area code. You're currently on the air with Poetic Energy and Tay Queen.
Hello there, Poetic Energy and Tay Queen. This is the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hello, Oracle. How are you doing this, ma'am?
I am so awesome and excellent. I'm just tuning in, so I may have missed some portion of the show.
Okay, let me give you a quick recap. We had a young lady that sent in a strawberry confession, and the gist of her confession is that she betrayed one of her best friends, her best friend's boyfriend, enlisted her to help him fight a ring for her, and she seduced him on the day of them going to look for a ring for the best friend, and now she's lost the best friend. And she's, you know, no longer with that man. She, you know, actually eventually stole the man from her best friend, but he didn't stay with her. And now she has no peace, no man, and she wants peace in her life again.
That's easy. Take the lesson she learned from what just happened and move on. You know?
Absolutely.
Just don't do it. If it bothered you to do it, don't do it again. Unless it's something that you get off on. And therein lies the necessity to be honest with yourself. It may be something you actually like, and the fight or the conflict comes in telling yourself you don't like it, you know. But if you really don't like it, if it really upsets your soul and your spirit hard enough for you to make it public like this on the radio, then make peace with the people that are hurt, were hurt in the past. You can only say I'm sorry. It's up to them to accept it or not. And if they don't, so be it. If they do, so be it. But move one step at a time, move forward. We all
Absolutely.
Make mistakes. A friend of mine always says it's choice, you know.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, I just want to make mention that the letter she signed it, a miserable bitch. So obviously these letters are not, you know, people are not sending in their real names, but they're sending them into our address at the radio, for the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So she could be tuned in, listening. So, you know, we are just really trying to give her.
And I would ask her the next time she writes in, don't say miserable bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She may be a sad and miserable woman.
Yes.
You know, speak more highly of herself.
Exactly. And that all ties in what we were talking about, which was that self-esteem problem.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that is obvious there. That's obvious.
And you're kind of young, sister.
Right.
Tay Queen?
Yes.
Oh, you sound like a baby, and yet you have many years of life experience. I can tell by your tone and your content.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wisely. Wait, were you one of those kids where they said, "Oh, she was born with an old soul"?
Oh yeah, they say that about me all the time.
Yeah, my oldest daughter's like that. I think she took on the spirit of my grandmother when I was 3 months pregnant with her. My grandmother put her hand on my stomach, and I felt her move for the first time.
Wow.
And my grandmother never got to see her born, but she was born with an old soul. Yeah. Anyway, let me not take your show from you, darling. I just came in and wanted to support, actually.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, appreciate the Oracle coming through always.
Mm-hmm.
Oracle, did you want to plug your event for this weekend?
Oh, yes, and yes. Everybody, whether you're in L.A. or out there in the web world, we're having the Los Angeles Black Book Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on Saturday, August 20th. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I'm hosting the Poetry Pavilion from 1:30 to 7. So it promises to be an awesome thing. I'm still setting things up. We're supposed to try and do this Ustream so that we could have people call in and actually share their poetry from all over the you know, wouldn't that be neat? So we're working on it. I'm a novice at this, so I have to rely on someone else to handle the logistics of it all. Mm-hmm. But that is our goal, and that is what we've been advertising, so we're going to make that happen, Captain. But it's already I've got Heartspoken Kinesi and Politically Spoken calling in. And you're very welcome. In fact, as I said, I'm going Poetic Energy. I'm going to make sure to get all the particulars to you so that if you care to call in. The times are intermittent throughout that 1:30 to 7 o'clock period of time. So it'll be like being on the show for 5 hours.
Okay. All right. That's Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, Pacific Standard Time. I wish you ladies could fly out and come to the expo. That would be so cool.
I wish that too.
and Hollywood and Los Angeles is so beautiful right now. Oh my God, the sun is shining and the skies are blue. And
don't rub it in. It is raining in Boston right now. Do not rub that in.
Oh, I just had to go there, girl. I was born and raised here, and I tell people this is why we live in L.A. You know, no doubt, no doubt. Anyway, but God bless you, ladies. Thank you for this. Thank you. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of the show, and I'll continue to listen.
Peace.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the line. Caller from the 71 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Energy and Ms. Tay Queen. Who do we have on the mic this evening? Caller from the 731 area code, you are on the air. What do you have to say about tonight's topic?
Yes, I am. My name is Goddess, and I just wanted to ask you a question. I was recently staying with my sister before I got my apartment, me and my husband, and it was just for about a week or so. And it was I don't know if it's jealousy or what, but when I was staying there, she would put on provocative clothes and walk around the house. And I was like, you know, I knew it was disrespectful, you know, by me being a married woman. You know, me and my husband being married. But the thing was, if she didn't, I don't know if she knew what she was doing or if she just wasn't thinking or what, but it really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, it drew me away from her,
mm-hmm.
our relationship away.
Mm-hmm.
But I sensed jealousy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it hurt me really bad. This is my half-sister. I mean, we just came back in contact with each other since the last 3 years.
Hmm.
And now she didn't want to get a boyfriend, and they stand together. And he, every time I come over there, he wouldn't say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I would speak. He would hardly ever say anything to me. I don't know if it's something she was telling him or what.
Hmm.
But now we don't even speak. You know what I'm saying? And she just came over here, I think, Friday and got to, you know, over my place and got a barbecue plate. And I haven't spoke to her since.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. When I tell people this, now my mother and my other sister understands it completely.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband, it don't seem like he's understanding when it comes to me being a woman, how jealous I am when it comes to my husband. And I know I have a right to be jealous. But for a family member, a so-called family member, to do me that way, you know, it made me look at her totally different. So I'm like, should I just stay away and just leave them alone? Because that's no way, because it seems like every time I'm around them, I'm getting hurt some kind of way,
yeah.
You know. And I'm constantly, you know, it's constantly in my home. I'm constantly talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I went to her and I asked her, I said, could you please, I know this is your home, but could you please put some clothes on? She's like, I knew that was what's bothering you. I said, well, if you knew it was bothering me, why are you doing it?
Hmm.
So I don't know. You hear what I'm saying?
I would never tell this. Go ahead, say Queen.
Oh, okay. Well, first and foremost, we tend to get the hurt the most by the people closest to us. And
exactly.
For somebody in your family to blatantly disrespect the relationship that you've built with your husband, and that way, it can be very hurtful. But what has to happen definitely and truthfully is if you cannot be around her, and I mean not be peaceful, please, you have to remove yourself. You have to be adult about the situation, you guys. If you guys cannot work it out and like both be peaceful towards each other, don't disrespect her. Don't, you know, argue with her. Please, I hope she doesn't do the same with you. But at the same time, just, you know, say hi, cordial, but at the end of the day, go your separate ways. And even if you feel like she's, you know, like she said, she came by the other day, got a plate and left. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't right, you know. She could have at least, you know, been more cordial. Don't invite her. to, you know, things where you feel that you're supposed to let your hair down and be comfortable about these types of things. I mean,
right. Put
your initiative step forward as a woman. You're a grown woman. You decide who is in your life. Even though we're born into families and things like that, sometimes we don't always get along with these people. So,
right.
I mean, that's just up to you. And if she can come to a place where she can be cordial, that would be the best case scenario for now. Just, you know, be cordial towards each other. Don't completely isolate, but, you know, just keep it away, you know. Just be, you know, more in towards yourself and your family that you're building and the people who do respect your relationship.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Because you can, you know, you should never tell anybody to disassociate themselves with family.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a way where you guys can fellowship without the animosity and things
mm-hmm.
of that nature in between you two. But you said something earlier that she has said that she knew that you were bothered by those things. So right
mm-hmm.
here, that should give you a clue that even if you have family gatherings, to yet be cordial.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how they say sometimes you have to even feed your own family with a long-handled spoon.
Exactly.
Just to keep your own sanity in your life, continue to be the person and the woman that you are. And not find yourself in circumstances or situations where you're constantly under strain because of, you know, that this person may not be acting in the most proper way.
Right.
So you have to keep your sanity because otherwise you'll
exactly.
find yourself totally drained, always thinking about this issue all the time.
Exactly.
And if you already know that this person is a certain way, if you already know that this person is a certain way, then you know how to entreat them in any environment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you, dear sister, for calling in. And
thank you.
Thank
you both.
Peace.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. We have seven and a half more minutes remaining in the show. We just want to thank everybody that that's hanging out with us in the chat room, and on the switchboard. This has been a great discussion for tonight's show. But I just want to say very quickly, dear sister, just if you are tuning into the show, you know, you have to get down to the root of what, your issues inside, and then from that point forward, move on.
Mm-hmm.
And know that, you know, the things that you do in life will eventually come back on you.
Oh, yes, it will. Yes,
it will.
You
can't go around doing things to people and not expect for things to happen to you in return. You just mm-hmm. It just can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And but truly, truly, if you truly are seeking for peace,
mm-hmm.
Get some professional help.
Yes.
So that you can address all of the issues that may be not, you know, at the surface where you can tell what they are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like Tae Quinn said earlier, that you have to, you know, find out what your insecurities are and then move on move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And, then you will perhaps find some peace if you just begin there. Once you start ridding yourself and getting in a place where in your meditative mode and just ridding yourself of all those negative energies and all of those things of your past from your life, you will find your way, finding enlightenment in your life. So I certainly, certainly hope that you do that, and we wish you well in your future. And we wish you well in all the things that you set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And love yourself first. Love
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly.
Because
love
right now,
yourself.
In the position that you're in, you cannot receive love because you don't love yourself yet.
Exactly.
You know, when we don't love ourselves, we're not in the position to love anyone else.
And my mom always told me that. She always said, if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we are definitely going to
Did you want to add anything more else, Tay Queen?
I just wanted to add one last little thing, and that would be, you know, don't expect this change to come overnight, because it's not. It's a step-by-step process. It's a healing process, just like, you know, if you were sick of a disease or something, you did not expect to get better overnight. It's a process. So, you know, just take those small steps towards healing, you know, the smaller steps, like the advice that we gave with maybe seeking professional help and maybe, you know, going into your spiritual self and, you know, dealing with yourself that way. But it's not going to be overnight. It's going to be a step-by-step process. It's about every day making sure that you're striving to be better than you were the day before.
Absolutely. We got one last caller we're going to take. We only have 4 more minutes. So, caller from the 229 area code, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and Miss Tay Queen. Who do we have on the air, and what do you say on tonight's topic? Caller from the 229 area code, you're on the air.
Maybe maybe they're just listening.
All right. They had their hand raised up. So, well, without further ado, we just have to thank our newest host to the show, Ms. Tay Queen. It was such a pleasure being with you on panel this evening. You are very, very, like the Oracle said, you have a very old soul, very wise advice. So I'm so glad that you and I had an opportunity to talk you reached out and answered the call to be a host on the Poetic Energy Network station.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to many, many more shows with you. And I just want to let you know right now I appreciate you very much.
I appreciate this platform you're putting together for people to, you know, get themselves out there and also, you know, to help others. It's, you know, it's just a positive thing you're doing here. Positive. Glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. And I just want to take the time to just, again, thank all of the people. We have quite a few people hanging out with us on the switchboard. We're going to take one last caller, and because I just saw the hand raised up, but you only have 2 minutes to talk. Caller, you're on the air for the 229 area code. You raised your hand back up. Did you want to say something?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in, though. We so appreciate that. Okay. All right. So, again, just wanted to thank all of the people in the chat room, Alignment Pictures, Guest 10788, Guest 11251, Miss Strong Island, Tay Brown, Tay Queen, The Oracle, and all of our Detroit and global listeners. We so appreciate you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on our segment of Live Strawberry Confessions and Chocolate Letters. We appreciate you. We want to just let you know on tomorrow we will be having Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. will be our Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. Doris Martin Spool. So tune in if you can at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then Wednesday we will be having Miss Strong Island with the Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show, which is an open mic segment for erotic and central poetry to be read. And also on Thursday night is our regular evening of poetry, open mic night with regular hours of, you know, just regular old poetry, anything. You can bring it nice and sweet, hot and erotic, anything that you like. And then Friday is our afternoon, an afternoon radio mix where artists can send in their tracks to be put into rotation, to be put onto our spoken word billboards charts. And you can send in tracks to poeticenergyradio@live.com or spokenwordbillboard@live.com. Then Saturday we have a new segment also with Yasha. He's having an open forum, and then he's just talking about a whole lot of different things, and it's entitled On the Way. So tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a new segment with their talk and playwright and plays with Miss April Gardner. She'll be covering a lot of things regarding business and playwriting and, you know, getting a business started, different things. So it's a different platform of things that will be surrounded by the business industry at large. And that show is at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check those shows out if you can. And also just a reminder that the Oracle announced that she's going to be streamlining spoken word artists, giving them the platform to be able to streamline and, you know, share your poetry with her event this weekend on the 20th. It's going to be from 1:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that we are on the 3 hours. If you're in Eastern Standard Time, that's a 3 hours difference. So set your clock accordingly so you'll be able to call in and share your voice, hopefully, on that show. I just want to say good night, everybody, and much love and peace. Until next time, tune into one of our other regular shows, and we so appreciate you here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And so we're going to take it out jazzy for you with a little bit of Yancey. Remember, with featuring Gerald Dahimi. Good night, all.